This year was supposed to be one of the biggest returns in 40 years for the endangered Idaho sockeye salmon, but it's not turning out that way. Only a fraction of these fish have survived their journey up the Columbia and Snake Rivers. The biggest problems, warm waters. Now dam and fish managers and tribes are in a race against time to save the few remaining fish. Courtney Flatt has more.
In 1992, only a handful of sockeye survived the deadly journey to central Idaho's Sawtooth Basin. Getting there requires an upriver swim of roughly 900 miles, past state dams, and countless predators. The endangered Snake River sockeye have been slowly recovering before this year. It was supposed to be the best run yet for this imperiled fish. But then the drought delivered another blow, really warm water. Fisheries officials say hopes are dwindling fast for this Snake River sockeye run. Richie Graves is with NOAA Fisheries.
It's disappointing. We've gone from a situation which would have been viewed as really successful to just hanging on to the pieces we can keep.
Warm waters have been a problem for salmon all over the Northwest this summer. Perhaps the most dramatic situation is here on the lower Snake River. There's a large team working to save the river's few remaining sockeye. It's a last-ditch effort that's taken a lot of time. Fish managers say it's all worth it. Lower Granite Dam is the last major hurdle for Snake River sockeye salmon. Fish managers had expected more than 4,000 sockeye in this Snake River run, but the actual count so far is less than 400. Now, workers are trapping fish and trekking them past dangerously warm water to Eaglefish Hatchery outside Boise, sometimes two fish at a time. It's a hurry-up-and-wait game. Workers stare into a window that gives an underwater view of the dam's fish ladder. They're looking for a sockeye to swim by. Once it's spotted, everyone breaks into action to trap it.
We're going to operate the trap. We switch this gate from over there to over here.
They open the gates, and a sockeye fish falls into a large metal bin.
Here it comes.
Workers gently slide it into what's called a fish taxi, essentially a sockeye-sized blue bag. Then a quiet trip down a flight of stairs and into an Idaho Fish and Game tanker truck. The whole handling process is quick, about a minute, to minimize the fish's stress. Ann Sutter is a fish operations biologist with the Army Corps of Engineers. She's excited to see a healthy sockeye reach about halfway in its journey home.
It's amazing with the conditions in river that we've had, that this far up the river we can see a fish that's in that good a condition.
By one recent count, 46 sockeye have been trapped at Lower Granite Dam since the effort started in mid-July. So far, every one of those fish has survived the 8-hour trek to the Idaho hatchery. Russ Kiefer is a fisheries biologist with Idaho Fish and Game. He's gone as far as snorkeling in cooler waters to search for sockeye.
So we thought it was appropriate for this unique and endangered population to put this effort in to save those fish that we could.
The good news for sockeye, one fish has made it all the way back to the cooler waters of central Idaho's Sawtooth Basin. Fish managers are holding out hope that more will return than the handful that made it back to the basin in 1992. That was the last time Idaho's sockeye salmon began to come back from the brink of extinction. I'm Courtney Flatt reporting.